Melissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Melissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend on our show. And although it may be the month of March and all eyes are on college basketball right now, we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to zero in on some spring practice and talk some college football. Up first, we're shining the spotlight on Gary Patterson and his TCU Horned Frogs, of course, coming off an ever-impressive undefeated season, 13-0, and a Rose Bowl win. And, oh, by the way, another Mountain West Conference championship. Always a true pleasure to have with us TCU's Gary Patterson. How are you, Coach?
Well, we're doing good. As always, it's spring ball, and so we're back to 0-0, and trying to grow up. How do you replace 20 seniors and some draft choices and guys that won 44 ball games that senior class? So, but it's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of excitement. We've got a long way to go to be what we want to be, but you know, if it was easy, anybody could do it, isn't it, Alyssa?
That's true, and we're going to talk about the 2011 season and that spring practice report and the points of emphasis that you guys are working on right now. But let's pause and reflect on just an amazing season, an incredible run in 2010. Have you truly, Gary, had a chance to digest the success from this year and the long-term impact? I think about that, you know, how that's going to pay big dividends in terms of recruiting and what it's going to mean for your program in years to come.
Well, I think, you know, you can just put it in perspective just on a national landscape in history. I think we're the only fifth team that to ever play in the Rose Bowl outside the Pac-10 and the Big Ten and win it. And so for us, you know, it's very honored, very excited about having that opportunity that the Rose Bowl gave us to be part of that ball game and the way our kids played. And, you know, just looking at the landscape, I think on a national level, the way people think about TCU is different. You know, I always tell people, though, you have to, you know, it's, you know, you have to make sure that you can back it up because you don't want to just be one good team. You want to be a great program. And that's, you know, that's what we've been trying to get accomplished for the last 10 years. But, I mean, just, I think everybody, our fans, the thing that's probably made me the happiest is seeing how our kids were, but more importantly, seeing how Fort Worth was and how excited they were about the win and how proud they were, you know, not even in Fort Worth, but maybe even in the Metroplex and the state of Texas. So, you know, we're glad that we could represent well.
Well, you're talking TCU football with their leader, Gary Patterson. He needs no introduction, and yeah, you nailed it, Gary. The crescendo of it all was the Rose Bowl, that 21-19 win over Wisconsin. And what was so amazing about that particular game, when you look back on it, is just like everything came together at the right time. And how can we forget your linebacker, Tank Carter, swatting down that two-point conversion pass with 2 minutes to go in the game? I mean, everything came together beautifully.
Well, yeah, you know, I always say, you know, I have a saying, well, thanks for the football gods, because the guy was open, and sometimes you just make plays. You don't know why it happened, but it did, and, you know, we've been part of those games in the Fiesta Bowl where, you know, the fake punt got the best of us, and so, you know, you just, you take it when you can get it, and, you know, we're glad that Tank Carter was part of the TCU football team at that time because he made a great play.
How difficult now is it as you get ready to turn the page and to say goodbye to such an outstanding senior class? As you had just mentioned, 26 seniors. You know, at the forefront is your quarterback, Andy Dalton, who left an incredible legacy there at TCU with a record-breaking career. It's got to be tough to turn the page, right?
Well, you know, we've done it many times. We've had a lot of players leave here, a lot of teams that won a lot of football games. I think that it's hard, but you have to understand that if you want to be a great program, you've got to be able to always remember those guys and remember all the memories, but understand that nobody else cares about that now. And, you know, how do you grow up your next group and how do you get to where they have the same feeling, they win as many ball games if they can as that group did. And, the great thing about this senior class coming up is that Andy's group, when they went into their senior year, they were left with 31 wins and they won 13 to get to 44. This senior class will actually be left with 36 wins starting the season, you know, and they would have an opportunity if they could repeat to have a chance to win almost 50 ball games. So, you just got to look at the positives and know you got to grow people up, and how can you do that?
Well, and one of the things it certainly does, as you've just talked about, makes your program so special and unique and sets it apart is that despite, you know, losing so many key players every year, you consistently find a way to maintain that high level. And that really is, in my estimation, that's a mark of a great program.
Well, everything, you know, I appreciate that. It's obviously a lot of work, and there's a lot of people across the country that have had a chance to get it done. But, You know, the thing that you have to do is that you can't just decide, well, they just left, now you grow them up. These younger players we've been working with ever since they've been freshmen, we've been talking about when it's their time and how they work in the off season, how they take reps at practice. And, you know, the thing that I've been really excited about even here in spring ball is how hungry they are. You know, we've got a long way to go because you can't just replace a guy that's, you know, that's been a part of 44 wins and then expect a Casey Paha or a Matt Brown to just pick up exactly where he left off. But that doesn't mean that they don't have their own strengths. They don't have their own positives that maybe that'll make us in some ways better than what Andy did. You know, the key is just the experience factor and the confidence factor that goes along with it. But it's every day's been a new day. I know this much. I'm going to get a chance. I won't have to go on a diet or do extra running because of the young players out there. We're coaching harder than we've had to do in a couple years. And, you know, that's what makes life fun, you know, to be able to do things that people don't believe that you can do, and so we'll see how it turns out.
We are talking to one of the best guys in the business, Gary Patterson, the head of TCU football, and of course led his Frogs to a 13-0 finish, Rose Bowl win. We're going to talk about here in just a moment the 2011, give you guys the spring practice report, but I was just asking you about the consistency within your program, and I talked to you about this on practice earlier in the week, but how do you consistently maximize the potential out of these players? Many times you're finding, and you take a great deal of pride within this program, of finding these hidden gems, and these guys are becoming stars and going off to the next level and playing in the NFL, Gary.
Well, I think you have to have a great staff. I think head coaches get far too much credit for all that stuff, but you know, the biggest thing is our staff has been very consistent. We haven't had a lot of turnover. We have great guys that know how to coach, that know how to evaluate, and you know, I've been very fortunate that they've stuck around because many of them have been offered jobs to leave and go other places. So you have to have that. You have to have a base in the state of Texas, as we do with a coaching association. The Texas High School Coaches, how they coach us, how they do things. You know, we evaluate their opinions about players, and then how we do things. So and then you have to have a great nucleus of pool of players that, you know, that you can recruit from. You know, there's always somewhere between 325 and 350 Division I signees every year in the state of Texas. So that always makes your job a little bit easier.
Well, it's a great time to be on your staff. It's also a great time to be a Frog. Quite a vibe when you go on the campus at TCU. We've got to highlight and talk about, you've got a $105 million stadium renovation going on, a brand new weight room, and I understand that'll be ready in September, but also in 2012, you guys will be heading to the Big East Conference. Like Marv Levy would say, where in the world would you rather be than right here, right now? Gary Patterson, you got to be living a dream. This is perfect.
Well, it's been, you know, this is going to be, you know, if you count being in a different the WAC twice. This will be our fifth conference going into the Big East. Been through three chancellors and three athletic directors, so I think that means I'm getting old. But, you know, I think there's been consistency. And the one thing that stays true, it's we felt like every time we've made a move, it's made our university and our program better. And I think people are excited about it. The thing that I've made sure that people realize, we're still in the Mountain West Conference. We want to leave on a great note. And so we've got to work at it. But, you know, there will be some challenges going east because of their athletic ability. But, you know, I think as a program, that's what you talk about. You talk about always playing the best, keep moving forward, keep trying to play people on a day-to-day basis that make you recruit better, make you play harder, make your fans and your university be proud of what you do. And, you know, that'll be our challenge when we get into it.
Well, Coach Patterson, let's go ahead and do that. Let's move forward and discuss the 2011 season, get that spring practice report. Obviously, a number of compelling storylines. You've got that open quarterback competition, also replacing 26 seniors. 13 of your guys were starters. What's your assessment so far of how things are coming together?
Well, we're in our evaluation stage. You know, our first five or six practices we teach. Now we're done with installing our offense and defense, and now how do you you know, how do your guys improve and how do they get better every day? And so we're into that part of it. This will be practice number 8 or 9 coming up here. So I think it's number 8. So, you know, we'll be halfway over after we get done today. But, you know, I think that you would evaluate them as a hungry group, but a group that has to become a veteran, not a rookie. And the only way you can do that is to get a lot of reps, put them in positions that they can learn and then become successful. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now. It's, you know, when you lose a guy, you know, everybody talks about Andy, but probably, you know, when you, over the last 2 years, we've lost three NFL tackles. So how do you replace, you know, Marcus Cannon, and then the next young group grows up, and, you know, then Jake Kirkpatrick, the center. We have older guys coming back at guard, so, you know, I think that'll be on offense along with an H receiver. Really, you have everybody else coming back. You're not counting the, you know, counting the quarterback being a guy that you got to replace. And then on defense, I think it really come down to just the boundary corner and then our free and our strong safety. Everywhere else, as you watch out here, we really feel like, in fact, you're having a chance to maybe even be better up front defensively in our front six because our linebacker's coming back and only losing a couple guys. So, and then you got your kicker and your punter coming back with your snapper. So those are the three positions people always forget that you don't need to. Because when you don't have one, a good one, then you notice very quickly.
You highlight some of those positions, but I tell you what, being in this business for a long time, how long does it take for you as a coach to get a feel for the team and what this group may be able to accomplish in the months to come?
Well, usually by now I've already kind of come up with a saying that would fit this group's personality to be able to go be successful next year and what the challenges are going to be. And, you know, I haven't been able to really come up with one yet, just getting a feeling for these guys because we change. This team has changed really drastically every day because of the youth. So, you know, if we keep going, but we'll come up with that saying, but it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
I'm curious, how are the players, some of these younger players, handling the level of intensity at practice? Because I was out there earlier in the week, and just your execution, the layout, you guys don't waste any time, the tempo, the speed, and I'm going to make this assessment. You guys probably accomplish more in 1 or 2 days of practice than most programs accomplish within a week.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm going to say this to you, that we get going, and that makes it tougher on them because we want them to think quickly, and we want to think when they're tired. And, you know, to do that, you got to be able to go through it. A lot of people would struggle a little bit with the tempo of practice, how we go and the kind of reps that we get. But it's, you know, right now, some of the younger players, you know, they're kind of, their heads are in the clouds a little bit, but it's our job every day to get them a little bit out of that. And, you know, because we've always treated spring as the first 15 days of two-a-days, meaning we're going to be very physical. We're going to try to get high reps. We're going to move people around to find the best fit. No use waiting until the fall to do that. And so, you know, right now it's, you know, there's a lot of competition in a lot of positions, including the quarterback position. And, you know, it'll be fun to see how it all turns out. You know, we're going to see who our next Tyler Luttrell, that was the fourth team wide receiver that became our starter back in 2009 that helped us get to a Fiesta Bowl. Stanley Maponga that came on to be a redshirt All-American at defensive end. You know, Josh Boyce that was a freshman All-American at wide receiver last year. Who are going to be the next group of guys out of our redshirt freshman class and our freshman class that will come in the fall that they're going to make us a better football team. So it'll be fun to watch.
Certainly be fun to watch, and I have to ask you, obviously, in the month of February, you had the opportunity to host the Pittsburgh Steelers when they were here and watch these guys work out and practice. Did you glean anything, take anything away from that, Coach Patterson?
Well, yeah, you know, it's really fun to watch other people that are good at what they do work and how professional they were and how they went about their business. And obviously the Steelers have a class organization that's always been about we, not about I, and you could really tell it here, all the way up to Mr. Rooney, all the way down to how their equipment people handled everything. So it was just a lot of fun to watch them practice. I felt very honored that they let us come in and be able to pay attention and watch how they worked and how they watched film and how they went about things. So it was a lot of fun.
Only a few more minutes with Gary Patterson as we talk some TCU football and the one position that everybody, it's in everyone's conversation when we talk about TCU, the big void is filling the shoes of Andy Dalton. I kind of feel sorry for these guys. Casey Paulhall and Matt Brown are two of the gentlemen that have emerged to the forefront. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, number one replacing is, you know, Andy had to replace Jeff Bowler that was 19-2. So he didn't get all the luck. He didn't get the luck of getting all the reps in spring ball. You know, if you remember the story, Chad Huffman was here in the spring. He was going to be the senior quarterback, and then he had such a great baseball spring that he got drafted, and then, you know, we lost for a lot of money, and, you know, then we, you know, we're so then Andy didn't get all the reps in the spring, and he had to take them in the fall.
That's right.
And so at least these guys are getting a chance to compete with the ones and the twos take all the reps, see all the different things that we have to see, and see how it all works out. And I think they're handling it great. You know, I'm one of those guys that don't, you know, I'm trying to not have them pressure. They haven't done a lot of interviews, a lot of different things, because right now we're just trying to be a good quarterback and try to be that guy that can lead us. And, you know, then as they grow up, then they'll get a chance to be part of the whole rest of the situation, because everybody wants that guy, the quarterback, to be the spokesman, be all of it. But right now we just need him to be a quarterback.
Yeah, you are focusing on those fundamentals. I mean, they're working on the proper footwork, those throwing mechanics, but you can't underscore enough just how important the intangible of leadership is going to be, and that you want the guy that kind of sets that pace and the direction for those other younger guys to follow.
Well, it is, and, you know, and a lot of people forgot, you know, when Andy was a freshman, his first 8 games, I think we were throwing about 2 interceptions a game. You know, and we had to come up with the Andy Dalton rule where if you throw a, you know, interception, you're out. You know, and then the last 5 ball games, he only threw 2, and 1 was a Hail Mary at the end of the half. So he really grew up. You know, these guys here will grow up like he grew up. We'll really give us an opportunity to be successful, because you know, we want to be able to play at a high level this year. But it's still about over the next 4 or 5 years how we're going to be as a program. And so, you know, those are the kind of decisions as we get into them, how we got to make them, and how we got to grow them up, and how what the speed of that is, and how we do it. But the good thing is, you know, Casey Paha has been here, you know, for 3 springs because he graduated early, so he's been through 2 seasons. So, you know, he's seen a lot of football. He played in a lot of ball games this year, and so not a lot of things I think will be overly new to him.
We're quickly winding down. Tell us quickly for all the listeners out there where they can go and get tickets. And the first game on the schedule is the Baylor Bears in Waco, and I know revenge will be a great motivator for them. They'll be ready for you guys.
Well, Baylor's done a great job of building their program. Coach Browles has. And obviously, they brought in a very good defensive coordinator in Phil Bennett to help them shore up that side of the ball. And so we always know going down to Waco is going to be a top experience. But as all of us do, you know, it's for us, you know, it's a get a chance to get start the season off with a win. And so for us, even though it's hard, you got to find a way to go try to win by 1 point. And so since we started spring ball, to go back even to January, I was talking about Baylor and Air Force and people that were going to be early on our schedule. And so this is no different than any other year. If you didn't have great challenges, what fun would it be? So here we go.
Absolutely. And my final thought for you is, you know, watching you at spring practice, who knew that Coach Patterson was so versatile? You wear so many different hats. I even saw you slip into that quarterback slot and you were zipping some passes. Did you used to do that in your good old days back in Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope, you know, that may be why we didn't catch as many interceptions last year. You know, my cannon's just not quite what my cannon used to be 30 years ago.
Oh, time flies. Gary, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll catch up with you again real soon.
We'll see
you. You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead. We're going to head to the SEC conference and catch up with Buddy Martin. We'll be right back.